What's up? This is Sean Zor, and you're listening to the Allied Oddballs podcast. This is our second podcast, and unfortunately, I'm all by myself today. Scheduling issues and technical issues made it so no one else can join me, but I think that'll be okay because there's a lot that's happened in the Xbox world, there's a lot to talk about, and it might take all the time just for me to get through. So we'll see how it goes. If you're listening to this for the first time, or you happen not to be an Allied Oddball, then please let me tell you that the Allied Oddballs are an Xbox 360 gaming clan open to those who are 25 and older and live in the US or Canada. So if you'd like to know more about us and what we're about, then just keep listening or check out www.alliedoddballs.com. So for the past week or so, the Oddballs have all been playing pretty much the same two games, and I think these are the same two games that the Xbox world as a whole has been playing. Those, of course, would be Gears of War and Call of Duty 3. Starting with Gears of War, all I can say is holy freaking crap, this game is awesome. I think just about all of the Oddballs agree with me. I know that there are one or two exceptions, and they're allowed to have their opinion. They're also allowed to be wrong in their opinion, because the game is freaking awesome. The single-player game is probably one of the best single-player games I have ever played. I know it's one of the few single-player games that as soon as I finished and saw the credits, I immediately started it over again because I just wanted to keep playing. The way that the levels have been developed are just really good. The encounters that have been laid out for the player are just really fun. And it's everything about it is just very memorable. The enemies are really memorable, they're really fun to fight against, the locations are all very diverse and very fun to explore, and the game just looks absolutely amazing. It might be the best video game that is in existence right now. And I know that the Oddballs as a whole have been playing it. Some of us have already beat it two or three times, and I know a lot have really been enjoying the co-op feature. There have been multiple people who've played through it together and have just had a blast. And I've not been able to do that very much yet. But from my understanding, if you want to beat the game on insane, co-op is almost needed. Of course, there's another aspect to that game is multiplayer, which is just as good. I know personally I had some reservations at first about the multiplayer, mostly because there were only 8 maps and it was only 4-on-4. But fortunately, my reservations were put to rest because the multiplayer is a ton of fun. The game that they've created is a lot different than most online multiplayer games. The maps are very small, and they're laid out in a way that requires a lot of tactical play. It has been a ton of fun playing at the Oddballs because we're gonna room with 8 of us, and we're 4-on-4. And there's just a lot of strategy involved and lots of teamwork. So one person will run out, and they'll lay down covering fire and suppress while the rest of the team moves around and tries to flank, but inevitably they run into somebody and there's complication, and then just everything breaks loose. Somebody gets their head cut off by a chainsaw, somebody else gets sniped, grenades get thrown. It's just a ton of fun. I know my favorite map is probably one that's called Gridlock, and if you've not played that map, it's just a city street with buildings on both sides, a whole bunch of rubble and cars in the middle. And it seems what happens more often than not in this map is there's just a mad dash for the sniper rifle. And inevitably, both teams end up there about the same time, and there's just tons of carnage. Somebody, or more than one somebody, will get chainsawed and just cut in half. And before you know it, there's 3 or 4 dead bodies just all stacked up on top of each other, and one team has emerged victorious with a sniper rifle. But all the maps are a lot of fun, and I cannot wait till the downloadable content comes. These might be one I'm excited about just because more maps means more to play, and I'm hoping for some more game modes. So it's a ton of fun. I think it's something we'll be playing for a while. If I have any reservations about the multiplayer version of this game, I think it might get a little stale just because there are only 8 maps, and the game is so strategic that there are some strategies that just naturally work better than others. So I think a lot of us will get into a routine of, it's this map, so we're going to go to this place and do this, and after we keep playing against each other for so much, and it might just get a little stale. So hopefully new maps come out, new game modes come out, and the longevity of this game will just keep lasting. The other game that we've been playing is Call of Duty 3, and this game has a bit more of a mixed reaction, I've found, than the pretty much unanimous praise for Gears of War. The single-player game is good. The problem is it's not as good as Call of Duty 2 was, because while it says 3 in the title, this is a sequel more for Call of Duty 2 Big Red One that was released for last-gen consoles. The gameplay is just much more restricted, much more linear, and you kind of feel like you have to go to where the game wants you to go, and you have to do what the game wants you to do. Where Call of Duty 2, it did that, but it created an open-world feeling, like you were on the middle of a battlefield and not stuck in a small little quarter of a trench, and you had to go forward, and that's all you could do. Like, that's what Call of Duty 3's single player does very much. But it's still fun, it still creates a good sense of battle, but I doubt that there'll be a lot of people going back and playing through it again just for the achievements like a lot of us did for Call of Duty 2. Fortunately, though, the multiplayer in Call of Duty 3 is a lot of fun. The 12-on-12 matches are just absolutely brilliant. The maps have just been well designed for this. They're big, they're massive, they got tons of different ways to go. And there are maps I've played a good amount of times, and each time I play them, I discover something new about the map. So that's a testament to just how good they are, how big they are, how diverse they are. And the vehicles, they work out pretty well. The tanks can be kind of troublesome just because they're so powerful, and if somebody gets in a tank and they're good, or they're two tanks and they're covering each other, they can pretty much dominate a map, so that's kind of not fun. The biggest problem with Call of Duty 3's multiplayer is there seems to be a lot of glitchy issues. It doesn't always work the way it's supposed to. People can't get into matches, and then once they can't get in, they get stuck and they have to exit out the game completely. And the other problem is that a lot of us have noticed is sniping and especially spawn camping are a huge problem. This is especially true if you play objective games like single flag capture the flag and two flag capture the flag, just because the flags and the spawn points are right next to each other, so inevitably the snipers will get in position covering the flag areas, and it just gets ugly because the game doesn't switch spawn points around enough, so everyone just gets stuck and they take a few steps and they get shot, and that's just not fun for anyone, except for the sniper who thinks they're really awesome because they're getting all these kills when they're just sitting there and shooting. So oddballs, don't spawn camp, it's not cool. So hopefully we'll be playing that one a good deal too. It's only really fun if you get 24 people on in a map. If you're doing 4-on-4 death matches, everything just feels vast and empty, you never really find anybody. But when you have a full room, it is a ton of fun. The other game that a few of us have been playing, most won't admit to, and I'm personally hoping to get this game next week to play, is Viva Piñata. Now, I know in the last podcast we kind of made fun of this because it does have the Master Romancer achievement after all, but it just seemed like a big kids game. But a lot of the reviews have been coming back, and they're extremely positive. They're mentioning that Viva Piñata involves a lot of strategy, and it kind of has a Sims or Animal Crossing type of feel to it. And I think the oddballs who've been playing it so far have enjoyed it a lot more than they thought they would have, and I'm just not sure if they'll admit that. But there's no shame in that, guys. So that's what we've been playing for now. It's obviously November, this is the big season for video games, and I'm sure we'll keep adding new games, so we'll be talking about that a little bit later. Now we're going to move in and talk about some Xbox news. And I guess the real question about Gears of War and Call of Duty 3 is, will they last us as far as our main multiplayer games until Halo 3 comes out? Now, apparently, Halo 3 is due out in about a year from now, so they may not make it that long, but then again, Call of Duty got played for a year, so who knows? Halo 3 had information released on it. It was originally leaked in a Swedish magazine, but since then, it's come out all over the place. Just about every major gaming website has articles on it. The latest EGM has an article on it. So Halo 3 information is out and about, and I think the hype for this game is already getting huge, even though it's a year away. So there's a lot of good stuff coming for Halo 3. Most of the information is on multiplayer, and because a lot of the information came from a playing session with three new maps. And some good information's come out of this. First, there will be new vehicles. The main new vehicle is something they're calling the Mongoose, and it's basically a four-wheeler that Spartans can ride on and go cruising all across maps. There's no weapons, but it's just a quick way to get from here to there. There's also several new weapons. The First is the Spartan Laser, and this basically is an anti-vehicle weapon with sniping capabilities. So that sounds really cool. It also sounds like more than one person's going to be taking my head off with it. So I'm not really looking forward to that. There's also spike grenades, which look like these really cool grenades that look like big maces, and when they get thrown, they stick, and then they explode, sending shrapnel all over the place. So those should be a lot of fun. There's also some new innovations like shield doors or blast doors. I'm not really sure what they call them, but there are these shields that players can run through, but grenades and energy shots can't go through. So they can be used for some pretty good strategic things. And finally, maybe the coolest feature is what is currently being dubbed the Man Cannon. And instead of using teleporters, this launch ramp just shoots players out into the middle of the field. And it sounds like all kinds of fun stuff. First, I know there's going to be a lot of snipers out there who are going to just be watching the man cannon, and as soon as someone fires, they're going to yell pool and then pop a headshot in midair. There's also all kinds of really cool possibilities. I saw an interview with the Bungie guys, and they were talking about how their goal is to eventually kick somebody out of a Banshee in midair by launching up and catching with a man cannon, and that just sounds awesome. So that's on its way, even though it's a year away. And even though it's a year away, GameStop and EB Games have already begun taking pre-orders. And there are three different releases that they're taking pre-orders on. There's the regular edition that's $60. Then there's a limited edition that I believe $70 and comes with like a bonus disc of stuff. Then there is like the super uber legendary edition that comes with the game, the bonus disc, another bonus disc that has more behind-the-scenes stuff, another bonus disc with a whole bunch of Blue vs. Red episodes, and all of this comes packed in a ceramic, or plastic, I'm not sure which one it is, Spartan helmet that has been said to be the size of a small cat. And that just sounds really cool. Unfortunately, that legendary one will cost you $100 to buy. And I think they're having a few oddballs who have already pre-ordered that one. But I'm sure when Halo 3 comes out, that will definitely be the game of choice for us for a very, very long time. It just sucks that we have to wait a year before we get it. In other news, a game that a lot of us already have buried hours upon hours into is Oblivion. And for some of us, I know I'm one of those people, will be given a reason to come back to it soon. Oblivion has been given an expansion pack. Now, this expansion is being included in the PS3 release. It's just part of the game, but we'll get it for a low price, hopefully, not too many points. And this expansion pack adds a completely new quest line. And this quest line is kind of like the opposite of the Dark Brotherhood, where the Dark Brotherhood was for super evil characters who want to do all kinds of evil things. This quest, called Knights of the Nine, are for characters who want to do all kinds of really good save the world type of stuff. And that's the kind of character I played, personally, so I'm really looking forward to this expansion, and I thought I was done with Oblivion. I thought the hundreds of hours I already put into it was going to be it, but it looks like I have a reason to go back to and roam that open land again. So that's pretty much it. That's the major Xbox news there is to talk about. There's some clan news. Mostly got some upcoming clan matches. We'll have a Call of Duty 3 tournament on Friday the 24th. Now, hopefully we can get a full tournament going on, 12-on-12, and that should be a lot of fun. Then, that weekend, we're going to have a Gears of War 2-on-2 tournament, so it'll require massive amounts of teamwork, and that should be a really good time. I know I'm entered in that tournament, and I plan on winning, so the rest of you guys, you might well not just show up. And also, there has been a personal challenge issued from Thunderhoof to Kentucky Dog, talking some smack, and they're going to go at it one-on-one. And Kentucky Dog, this is your shout-out. I hope you do good. And Thunderhoof, I hope you do good too. May the best man win. Well, since it is November, and then followed up by December, there are quite a few upcoming Xbox 360 games. I know the one that a lot of the oddballs are most excited about is Rainbow Six 3. There are currently two demos available. First for the single player, which is just awesome. And then today, a multiplayer demo was just released. So hopefully everybody should be downloading that now. And we'll have some impressions on that as soon as we can play it. there's Sonic the Hedgehog is also on its way out. Now, Sonic has a long line of good games, but for the past few years, they've just been absolutely dreadful. The demo came out a while ago, and I'm not sure if anybody else played it, but the demo was absolutely atrocious. It was terrible. Every time, just running, which is supposed to be what Sonic is good at, was a pain. I don't think I made it past the very far, just because I would try to run and I end up falling off an edge. It's hopefully they fix that, but I'm not really looking forward to it, and I'm not sure if anybody, any of the oddballs are either. However, games I am looking forward to, even though I really shouldn't be, are the Burger King games. If you've not been paying attention, Burger King's come up with a brilliant marketing strategy where they are going to basically make you buy commercials that you'll for them that you'll then play. There are three of these games. The first is Pocket Bike Racers, and this has the Keen, the Burger King Chicken, one or two others in the mascots, and Brooke Burke. I'm not sure how she ended up in these games, but apparently she signed a deal that put her in them. But has them all riding pocket bikes and racing them around, hence the name Pocket Bike Racing. The one I'm most excited about is Big Bumpin', and this is a competitive bumper cars game with online play. So I'm hoping that sounds as silly fun. It's as silly fun as it sounds. It should be cool. And the final game, the game that I think a lot of people are excited about all over the internet, is Sneak Keen. And this game has you playing the Keen and sneaking up on people and trying to give them food. It sounds ridiculous, and I think the people who made this game know it's ridiculous, because they had an ad out in a video game magazine where they just had a picture of the Keen, and it said Sneak Keen, and that byline was, "Now more creepy than ever." So that kind of sums up the game, and they should be fun. Those games come out the 19th, and they're only $4 each. Like I said, Big Bumpin' and Pocket Bike Racers both have online play, and all three have achievement points. So if anything, you can get 600 achievement points for $12 and a few hours of play. So definitely check those out. Another thing of upcoming games are Xbox Live arcade games. Now, supposedly, from something that they announced earlier, that there should still be 20 titles that have been confirmed for release this year. And there aren't 20 weeks left, so I guess there's a question if are we going to see all these titles, or will they start releasing more than one a week? Some of the notables are Small Arms. This is a Super Smash Bros. Influenced game that has, so it's a 2D fighting game where you're supposed to force the other people off the edge. Only this one involves lots of guns. So that sounds lots of fun for the online play. Apparently Tetris is supposed to be coming to Xbox Live. So if you want to get some online Tetris play and you don't have a Nintendo DS, just wait and spend about 800 points for it, and you can do that. There's also a game coming out called Heavy Weapons. I'm not really sure what that's about. I know it's a shooting game of some type, side-scroller, but that's really all I know about it. And then the first sequel for an Xbox Live arcade game, Mutant Storm Empire, is supposed to be coming out. Now, I know there's a lot of oddballs who buy lots of arcade games. I spend a good deal of time on them. So I think we'll put up a topic on the message board on the forum asking which arcade game you're looking forward to the most. So please look for that and please respond. There's a whole bunch of other games coming out in November. Just to mention a few of them, there's Aragon, based off of the book, based off the movie. There's a demo up on for this on the marketplace, and I've played it, and if you ever played a game that has a sword in it, you've played this game before. There's nothing too original about it. Superman Returns is also coming out soon, and that also has a demo up on the marketplace. I have not played it, but some of the oddballs have, and they said it's not ultra impressive. SmackDown vs. Raw 2007 is on its way out, as is African Safari 2, Dead or Alive Extreme 2, Star Trek Legacy, which was originally scheduled to come out the same time as Gears of War and Call of Duty 3, but has since been delayed until December 7th. And I think that's just about all the games that are coming out in the next week or two. There's also, that's about it. So I think that there'll have another topic up on the forums about what game you're looking forward to getting the most out of those, if any. or the games have been out already, are they enough for you? Well, that's all we have. Thanks for listening. I hope it wasn't too bad just having me, not anybody else. And remember, please check out www.alliedoddballs.com.